State police have been racked recently by an overtime scandal. The Boston Globe has reported over 200 troopers earned more than $200,000 in total pay last year. This week, state police announced they will now directly pay troopers working at Massport facilities, including Logan Airport, following word their pay and a lot of overtime was not properly disclosed to state officials. To look at this issue and what's driving it, we spoke to Greg Sullivan, former state inspector general and current research director at the Pioneer Institute.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask, is regular overtime part of the state police culture, and is that a problem from your point of view?
When I served as state inspector general, this was an issue in that if you look at the amount of total pay that's given to all state employees, way at the top of that list is a long, long list of names of state troopers who receive inordinate amounts of overtime. But this most recent story is focusing on the particularly bad problem of overtime at Troop F over at Logan Airport, which is a state police special unit.
Is part of the problem that state police have a staffing shortage? There have long been complaints of state police staffing shortages that force overtime.
I don't think it's so much that there's a state police manning problem at Troop F. It's that the system is built to maximize overtime. And that's one of the things I observed when I served as state inspector general and talked about, that it's sometimes with state employee system, especially in law enforcement, the administrators and staff there can try to do everything they can to maximize overtime. Another issue I think that's come out of this controversy is why is it that the state police, Troop F, has a monopoly on moving traffic through the terminals? This is an arrangement that historically has been allowed to continue, whereas at other airports, civilian, you know, employees of the airport security tell you, come on, keep moving, get out of the pickup lane. At Massport, all of that business, which is responsible for most of the overtime, is the exclusive purview of the state troopers.
Let me get you to respond to something Governor Baker said this week. He's defending current state police leadership, which of course he put in place, but he's also expressing anger at these practices. Here's what he said.
It's important for the state police to get its act together, and I would argue that some of the actions that have been taken so far by the new colonel are directly designed to address some of those issues. But it's clear that the state police is going to have to work back some of that public credibility that's been sacrificed by some of these really bad actors.
From your point of view, Greg Sullivan, what is state police credibility like right now with the public?
This controversy has really harmed the state police reputation. I mean, the irony is that, you know, you have allegations of criminal violations by the people who are supposed to investigate and prevent criminal violations. So in this case, Massachusetts State Police have really hurt themselves. And I think that the controversy goes beyond just a few people who've been identified so far. And, you know, Governor Baker is kind of viewed as a very level-headed person, I think. And he said also this week that he thought that the underreporting of the numbers, overtime numbers, for state police was done deliberately. And this is another aspect of this scandal.
State Attorney General Maura Healey is investigating whether there's criminal actions here that might be subject to prosecution. But I'm wondering if you think that instead of state police taking a look at their own culture and state officials taking a look at their own culture that have led to these problems, I'm wondering if you think, as a former state inspector general, that there needs to be some sort of outside authority or investigation into all of this that might have some additional credibility.
I think that it would be very valuable to have the state inspector general's office under Inspector General Glenn Cunha conduct an investigation. The reason I say that is because the state police are part of the attorney general's investigative divisions. You know, the federal government, they have the U.S. attorney with the FBI as investigative agencies. With the attorney general's office, the state police perform a lot of that function. So it's kind of tough with the attorney general's office because they have a long-standing, very close relationship with state police investigators. That being said, I have no doubt in my mind that Attorney General Maura Healey will go right in here very strongly and objectively.
Greg Sullivan, former Massachusetts Inspector General, now Research Director at the Pioneer Institute, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank